power of effortlessness. Often, in our lives, we find ourselves trying to manipulate the people and situations around us to fit our ideal scenarios. This is akin to trying to sculpt a river or paint the wind. These endeavors are, quite frankly, quite futile, and often, quite exhausting. We find ourselves caught up in an intricate web of expectations and desires, pulling and tugging, trying to force things into a mold that we believe will bring us satisfaction, fulfillment, or love. Consider the sunflower. It does not force the sun to shine upon it, does it? No, it simply turns its face towards the sun, basking in its radiant warmth, following its path across the sky. It does not demand, it does not manipulate. It exists in harmony with the sun, effortlessly, naturally, and in doing so, it thrives. In our relationships, we too can embrace this principle, this art of not forcing. Instead of trying to shape others to fit our narrative, we can simply turn our faces toward love, understanding, and towards acceptance. And in doing so, we allow for a more genuine, more profound connection to blossom. In the realm of Taoism, they have a saying, "The bamboo bends so as not to break." It does not force itself to stand rigid against the storm. Instead, it moves with the wind, it dances with the elements. And it is this very flexibility, this absence of force, that enables it to survive, even in the harshest of conditions. Our relationships, like the bamboo, flourish not when we force them but when we allow them to naturally ebb and flow, to expand and contract, to breathe. For you see, love, true love, is not about possession or control. It is about witnessing, appreciating, and cherishing another's existence, just as it is. It is about dancing together in the grand cosmic ballet, not as puppeteer and puppet, but as partners, moving in harmony with life's music. Therefore, the next time you feel the urge to control, to mold, to force, take a moment. Breathe. Look to the sunflower, to the bamboo. Embrace the art of not forcing. Surrender to the dance of existence. And perhaps you'll find that in letting go, you're not losing control, but gaining a richer, more authentic connection. In this grand adventure we call life, our compass often points towards one singular destination, happiness. We toil, we strive, we force our way towards this elusive state, believing that its attainment is the key to a fulfilling life. But have you ever paused to ask, can happiness truly be chased, can it be forced, or does it, much like a butterfly, alights only when we cease our desperate pursuit? Consider for a moment a tree. In its lifetime, it grows towards the sunlight, yes, but it doesn't strain or exert to reach the rays. It simply grows, it simply is, and in being, it draws life from the sun, from the earth, from the rain. This is its way of existence, its way of being. Our pursuit of happiness, I propose, should be akin to the tree's growth. It shouldn't be a strain, a constant battle, a forceful reaching out. Instead, happiness often arises when we allow ourselves to simply be, to exist in harmony with the world around us, to grow naturally and steadily towards our own sunlight. Life, you see, is not a game to be won through force or cunning. It's a symphony, and we're all here to play our parts, not to command the entire orchestra. Let us, then, play our parts with grace, with kindness, with love, and with a deep, profound understanding of the art of not forcing. So remember, you are not here to force the river but to flow with it. Life isn't a battle to be won by brute force, but a journey to be experienced. The art of not forcing, then, is the art of living in harmony with the rhythm of existence.